The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, shortly before coming on air, I caught up with the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. I began by asking the Taoiseach what the state of play was in terms of the supply of oil and fuel to the country at the moment.
The situation is very grave and very serious. We import our oil, and we also have an oil refinery. And that oil refinery is central to our supply, to our oil supplies. And in fact, a meeting 2 weeks ago, or 2 days ago, the issue of Whitegate, how important it was to us in terms of finished product coming out of Whitegate. And that, along with our national reserves, gave us a lot of comfort in terms of facing the global shortages of energy resulting from the US-Iran war. That's how critical it was then. But now, unconscionably, because of these blockades, we're on the precipice of turning away oil from the country to the international markets. First of all, in terms of that ship that needs to offload its oil in Galway, and the blockade on the port is preventing that from happening. And likewise, the blockade on Whitegate. And we've been advised by the refinery that basically they will be unable to continue processing product due to limited capacity to store output that cannot be distributed. And therefore, they're actively now assessing all available contingency options. And that includes the potential diversion of product to international markets, or alternatively a controlled shutdown of refining operations. And then if that happens, we then damage our prospects of even restoring in a timely manner supply to the Irish fuel network once in terms of the blockades. And that is why the Gardaí have to create avenues and lift those blockades to protect the people of Ireland in terms of access to that supply. Now, given that the international markets are scouring globally for oil supplies, the idea that Ireland would turn away ships bringing urgently needed oil to our country is beyond comprehension.
Is that likely to happen, Taoiseach?
One ship in danger, and there's others due to come in, and the companies involved are now weighing up whether they bring them in or not, because they don't have storage capacity. So it's very serious. I believe people don't realize how serious this is. Many companies are under pressure in terms of oil supply. We know garage forecourts, quite a number of them are without, up to about, 200 now are without stock. That will grow if this continues. And this is damaging the country, damaging the people. And meanwhile, we accept that there are underlying issues around the cost of fuel in this country. That's accepted. It's built up over quite a while. And then that has been exacerbated by the war. That's accepted. We did a $250 million package. We said we keep it under constant review. We are in discussions with a number of organizations and have been as to what's the best way to try and reduce pressures, particularly in food production area, and also in terms of transport. And that involves contractors as well.
Does it include, because James Gagan has I know, been speaking in the last while. He is saying he is one of the protesters that will attend a meeting with government. He also said it's time for you to resign after this. But is specifically about the meeting, is he going to be at the meeting?
In my view, first of all, I think the blockade has to be lifted. But secondly, if the organisations coming into that meeting have people with them, and that's not clear, by the way, because I didn't speak directly to Mr. Gagan last evening. I don't think anyone in government did, but there were overtures made by the Irish Road Haulage Association with people. There were Doyle deputies had discussions with people, all with a view to saying, look, if the blockade is lifted, government is very much open to engagement, very much open to talking to people. And government has been preparing and doing work with the representative bodies like the IFA, ICMSA, Irish Road College, who've already put in some proposals to us. And today's meeting is about going through those. Government saying, here's what we're looking at doing. It may not be finalised today, but that we take back from that meeting then and try and get it finalised over the next number of days. But, you know, what we cannot have is people sort of saying it's on our terms or no one else's terms. And I'm conscious that last evening, Chris Duffy, for example, in response to the idea of a meeting, said, oh, we did say that we would lift the blockade if a meeting was held, but no, we're not lifting the blockade. We won't lift the blockade until every single demand is met. Now, that's not an acceptable basis for any discussions or negotiations. And I would ask people to look at that video I'm posting last evening. It's quite disturbing in terms of the content and the manner and tone of what he had to say. And that is one of the difficulties for government in terms of who do we engage with in terms of this group of people.
Why, do you think that the initial protest has been manipulated now, Taoiseach?
Look, there are a lot of genuine people under a lot of pressure, and that is accepted. And we accept that there's a lot of concern in terms of the price of fuel and on daily lives. But that said, there has been a number of statements made that are just unacceptable, because no self-appointed group or unelected group can close the country down. And that's what some of these leaders have been saying they're going to do.
But yet it would seem one of those leaders, at least one of those, James Gagan, will be at the meeting this afternoon with government. Is that not a backing down by your government?
Well, as we say, we're not dictating who turns up at the meeting, but in our view, for engagement to happen, the blockade has to lift.
Okay. Is there a danger that, and I'm not suggesting this is easy at all, but is there a danger if a compromise is reached and a deal is announced, that you will be seen as having caved in to the protesters? And if in a month's time, if the war continues and things continue to get worse, we could be back in exactly the same situation again?
Yeah, I mean, irrespective of the protests, we were engaged with the Contractors Association, legitimately constituted a representative body. Minister for Agriculture met with them last week, and the Taoiseach did. Minister O'Brien met with the IRHA. I, along with the Taoiseach and others, met with the Road Haulage again this week. So there's been a series of ongoing meetings. And a lot of these organisations are experienced, and they do understand constraints, EU directives, and how to try and navigate all of that. We did a lot of this during COVID-19, and we did a lot of it during the Ukraine energy crisis resulting from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So, you know, government has been responsive in the past. So those negotiations are going to continue in discussions with legitimate organisations to try and alleviate pressures. And judging from what has been said and the nature of how it's been said, it's not clear to us at all that some leaders of those protesting are really in the mood for any engagement with government.
Do you question their bona fides?
Well, I mean, it's very difficult to comprehend where they believe this is going to end, or a landing zone, if they keep on making statements that we're going to close the country, and if it takes us a month to close the country, we will close it.
And James Gagan,
that's not the basis for discussions.
James Gagan called for you to resign after this. What do you make of that?
Look, it's open to James Gagan to run for election at any time. It's open to any person in the country to run for election. I derive my authority from the elected, from the people of the country who elected me, particularly my own constituency. I've been elected on a number of successive general elections. Dáil Éireann then, under the constitution, nominates and appoints a government. That's where I derive my authority from, the Irish constitution. It's straightforward and it's simple. I haven't assumed power, I haven't taken it. I've been elected and under the constitution appointed as Taoiseach. And Mr. Gagan doesn't get the right or to determine whether I resign or not, nor does he get the right to dictate to the Irish people the terms and conditions of how an illegal blockade is lifted.
Okay.
We've endeavoured to be engaging yesterday, but it's not acceptable that cancer patients, for example, and Professor John Crown is on record now as saying that he's, for the first time in his life, cancer patient appointments are being cancelled because they can't get to a hospital. And it's not up to any person to say, oh, we'll decide who gets to the rotunda. We'll decide who can come through a motorway. That's not the law. The law of the land has to be upheld. And we don't mind protest. we understand.
Okay, but then, should the army not have been deployed yesterday as planned? I mean, why were the army called in and then not used? Why have they been less? Well, why are they still on O'Connell Street? Why are they still on the M50? Why are they still in Foynes and other places then?
Yeah, I mean, those are legitimate questions. There was a balance between, we wanted to, at one level, we respect the right to protest. Very clearly we do. And latitude was given. I think that has been, I think, leveraged to an unacceptable degree. And I don't believe the closure of motorways is an acceptable or legal form of protest, full stop. And we have said to the Gardaí, and Minister of Justice is very clear on this, that the law will be upheld in respect of all of those issues. And bit by bit, that would, and in sequence.
And yet, for 4 days, Taoiseach, and I'm not again. I'm not suggesting this is. I'm not suggesting this is easy. And of course, there is a balance between the right to protest and other issues. But for effectively 4 days now, that's been what has happened. They have blockaded. They have stopped people going about their business. And has the government stood idly by while that has happened?
No, I mean, the Gardaí have a standard procedure in terms of the 4 E's, to engage and to have dialogue and so on like that. But I take your point in terms of there's a limit to that, and we have to uphold and protect the rights of the vast majority of citizens, many who want to get to work. And also, you know, you've shopkeepers, you've businesses on O'Connell Street who are losing business sharply as a result of the blockade.
No doubt.
And the absence of people being able to get in.
I don't expect you to negotiate on the public airways, but can you give us an indication of the kind of areas that you're potentially looking at to help give relief to those who are struggling most from the price increases?
Well, you know, on previous occasions, and again, we were facilitated by European Union relaxing some of the various regulations and directives on the previous occasion. But also, we did take our own domestic measures. And we are looking at the area of the production of food, which is critical to the country. And we're looking at haulage, which is critical to trade. And so that involves the farming community, it involves contractors, it involves haulage and buses and coaches and those that are essential to mobility, essential to production, essential to economy. Because if we don't get goods onto the shelves, if we don't get goods to abroad, then we lose jobs fairly quickly. And jobs are at stake as a result of what's happening now.
So there will be a package to help those people most affected.
Yeah, but we're always focused on that, to help core areas of keeping the economy going. Our objective from day one has been to try and keep the economy going since the war broke out. And we did meet 2 days ago primarily on the supply question. And thankfully, because we have the reserves, the national oil reserves, along with Whitegate, which gives us finished product, we are in a relatively strong position in the medium term to withstand contraction of supply in the world. But now, because of the blockades, that is endangered by actions that are being taken to blockade ports and Whitegate. That's the unconscionable part and the unacceptable part.
Taoiseach, just as I'm talking to you, news is coming through that John Dallin, one of the protesters, has been turned away from Agriculture House. He refused to say who had invited him to the meeting, and he also denied saying the blockades would be stood down if a meeting was facilitated. He said they'll stand down if they get a good result. Do you want to make any comment in relation to that?
I'm not going to comment. I'm not, I'm not there. Obviously, the Minister Hayden, Minister O'Brien, and Minister Kenny are there right now. We will engage with people, but the blockade has to be lifted.
And can I ask you, Taoiseach, like, if there is a package of measures, if it comes out, and if the organisers of these protests say it's not enough, it's not the price cap we looked for, it's not the abolition of carbon tax or whatever that we look for, the blockade is staying in place, what happens then?
Well, sorry, the government's going to lift the blockades, and we will work to do that with an Garda Síochána. And if the Garda Síochána needs the army in some circumstances, that will also happen. But
so come Monday, can people expect to be able to go about their business?
I just want to create a context for you here. We're negotiating with legitimate organizations who are properly constituted. Some of those are open to bringing others with them along if the blockade was lifted. And particularly the Road Haulage Association were helpful in that regard and were acting as intermediaries in that regard. It was said that if meetings were offered, the blockade would be lifted. That was said. And that the people are on record as saying that. Okay. And in fact, Chris Duffy is on record as saying it last evening.
No, I accept that.
Maybe people should play what he said last night. I think the public need to hear it. To be quite frank about it.
Can you say to people that come Monday, normal business will be resumed?
I can't. But I think we are making progress, but I cannot give any guarantees because of what is transpiring. But I'm absolutely determined that people
Does that suggest those protesters are now effectively holding the country to ransom then, and the government to ransom?
Well, the government will act and through on Garda Síochána through legitimate means, through public order, legal frameworks, to make sure that we restore mobility on our motorways and access and egress to our ports and to Whitegate Oil Refinery.
Okay, final question. Your trade mission to Canada has been postponed, I think for obvious reasons. Do you know when that will take place at this point?
I don't, and I think it's a regret because we are an exporting nation. Part of the counteracting the tariff situation in America is to develop strong trading relationships with countries like Canada. There were quite a number of good job and engagements with companies that are potentially setting up in Ireland with more jobs for the country. I mean, the whole endeavour has been positive to try and get economic activity to cement it, to double down on the relationship with Canada, which has been very strong since the CETA trade agreement came into play provisionally back in, I think, 2017. Exponential growth in trade between our two countries.
Yeah.
That's the kind of work I want to be focused on, developing the country, bringing the country on, creating more opportunities for jobs into the future. That's what's motivating me. But obviously we have to deal with the situation and protect the rights of people generally
very final question. In your view, do these protesters represent the people of Ireland?
Ultimately, it's through our democratic elections that people have representation.
They claim to speak for the people of Ireland.
They don't. No, they're self-appointed, essentially. We cannot accept a situation where self-appointed people dictate or determine who gets on, who can drive on a motorway or who can access support or egress support. We can't accept that. And I don't accept it. And that's a self-appointed group, not democratically elected. I would invite all of those people to go for election. Next time we have an election, just put the names forward. That's what we have in this country, a parliamentary democracy. It has stood us in good stead for over 100 years, and I think most people get that and most people accept that. We understand the issues. We understand the pressures that are on people. We're working our way through that, trying to alleviate those pressures. There are ways and means, as well, is what I would say to those in the blockades and elsewhere. There are ways and means of resolving these issues, not in this way.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin, thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder this afternoon.
You're welcome, Shane.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.